You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM. Eddie Gross, Joe Ostrowski, and Kate Constable here with you. And now let's get to our breaking news concerning the PGA Tour and LIV Golf. They are merging. After all of the pending litigation and all of the infighting between the two leagues, they are finally coming together. They made the announcement this morning that they are merging. And they have signed an agreement that would combine their commercial businesses and enterprises and all that good stuff. And also, too, per the news release that has just come out this morning, they are putting together a fair and objective process for any players who want to reapply for membership with the PGA Tour or DP World Tour, which is the European PGA Tour, basically. But in terms of all of the controlling parties, Joe, PGA Tour, LIV Golf, they're coming together, and it looks like we will have one cohesive golf unit again.
We knew this was going to happen, right? It was going to take time for cooler heads to prevail, but wow, is this not a big win for LIV? Because people laughed at them. They called them a joke for so long. They don't like the style of play. But what they did is they built a top-heavy roster, and they brought in the names that people want to see. From week to week, people want to see Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, Cam Smith, another guy that's over the last couple of years become one of the best golfers in the world. Like him or not, and I'm unlike many in this sense. I like watching Patrick Reed play. I like that he plays the villain. I think golf needs a little bit of that. I like that in sports. Another guy that people love to hate, Bryson DeChambeau. It's Phil and company got exactly what they wanted. And I'm curious to see what kind of details are in this deal, Kate. But a sticking point outside of the money they were swimming in is was less golf. And I'm curious to see the star players, how much golf they're going to end up playing moving forward.
One of our BetQL colleagues messaged me just a couple minutes after this went down. He said, lesson here is steal stuff and sell it back to the original owner. Perfect way to do it. Exactly what LIV basically did here from the PGA. Like, they kind of just played the PGA, it feels like. And if I were a player on the PGA Tour that didn't jump to LIV for tons and tons of money, I'd be kind of pissed that now they're merging and coming back together. And I wonder if the guys on LIV want to be back playing with the PGA. Like, they might have enjoyed making their boatloads and playing, you know, fewer tournaments and things like that. So it'll be interesting to see player reaction on social media, throughout the media over these next couple hours, days, as this all unfolds. I mean, Colin Morikawa just tweeted, like, interesting to learn breaking news about my job on Twitter this morning. So it sounds like some of the players didn't know this was coming at all.
Yeah. And to me, that's not surprising at all, given just how expedient this process has been. I haven't really enjoyed talking about LIV Golf very much because it does feel like it's rich people trying to get richer. And I don't know what that's supposed to do for the game of golf or for the sports fan or really anything like that. You know, Joe, we've sort of teased LIV when it comes to the rules and how team golf is played and team names and all of that stuff. It got very kooky after a while to the point where it was just too difficult to follow. I know as a stats nerd, it was hard to get necessary information pertaining to recent form as far as LIV players were concerned. So in some ways, this absolves all of those issues, but at the same time, it does feel like the rich are getting richer, and I don't know who exactly wins as far as the people I care about pertaining to golf fans, golf patrons, and future players of golf. So, you know, the next generation, so to speak. I don't know how this helps them either. And granted, I'm sure there are going to be some things that this new golf enterprise will do to make sure that the stars remain stars in the sport. And maybe that will be exciting in small doses as far as having, say, like star exclusive events or something of the sort. I got to believe there's going to be something like that. Or maybe, you know, those who play in the third and final round in key tournaments, maybe the fields will be bigger, maybe no cut tournaments, something like that. But to me, I look at this and go, there's a lot to this that just makes me feel icky because, again, it's the rich getting richer. But at the same time, you know, the idea, I think, by all who are backing this merger is that at some point we will forget this ever happened and we will just start enjoying golf again.
The bad guys win, right? I mean, that's what happened. Erin Hawksworth is celebrating somewhere because she was a big LIV fan when they were in the DC area. I'm not joking. That's an interesting angle that Kate brought up about. So what was it all for? The players that said, no, I stand with the PGA Tour. I'm not going to take the dirty money. I would be ticked off too. I understand why there's going to be a pushback there. Now, what we've noticed at the majors is, at least from what I heard, maybe some of it living in social media, we didn't see the pushback from the fans. They were getting cheered on for the most part, right? Like, Phil was dealing with some jeers a little bit early on, but then he was back to being Phil. He was back to having a little fun out there and just playing golf and loving life. I would like to see, forget the countries, I want to see the LIV guys go against the PGA Tour guys in the Ryder Cup. That's what I would like to see, because that would be a little – you would hate that? I would just like to root against them. Really?
But it adds legitimacy. Like, at least in the Ryder Cup, when it's Team USA versus Team Europe, like, okay, maybe I'm rooting for my fellow countrymen, but it's not like I want Team Europe to just completely disseminate. I just want them to lose this particular tournament this weekend. Whereas with LIV Golf, there's something about the business infrastructure that I have a problem with. It's not just a simple rivalry where I say, okay, they're not me. Instead, it's, I don't like you existing as an enterprise. Not that I have anything against the individual golfers, but I'm against the enterprise that you're going after. And I think that's very different, Kate.
So are you guys reading this as LIV players can now play in every tour event and tour players can now play in every LIV event? Or are they combining completely where there is only one entity of tournaments and it's under whatever the umbrella is, whatever the new league or tour they're going to call it as? Is that how you guys are reading this?
I'm reading it as we're back to where we were, right? You can go in the European tour if you want, but for the most part, it's going to be on the PGA tour. So yeah, do they get to keep all the money, those players? Like, how does that work out? I'm curious. The devil's in the details here, how some of that plays out. And the guys that, you know, kind of ruined their reputation, according to some people, and got paid. I wonder how they're feeling right now. Maybe they're happy. Maybe because they'll be back in the U.S., but will they get their sponsors back that so many of them lost? Will they care about any of that? There's a lot of intriguing angles on this one.
Yeah, there certainly are. And I think now would be a great time to bring on someone who also has a real close perspective as far as this is concerned. We've got Kenny Kim on the line, host of the FG Degenerates podcast. He's with us via phone. And Kenny, you know, your reaction to the PGA Tour and LIV Golf merging?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I mean, this is insane. Thanks for having me on, guys. But this is insane. This is not something that I think anyone saw happening anytime soon. I mean, even the players are in shock. I saw Michael Kemp just put a tweet out saying he's like, what the hell is going on? You know, I guess outside of the advisory board, the players council, no one knew about this. And it could possibly be why Rory has been sort of silent on the subject for the last month. This is a shocking, shocking news. This is not something that I would have ever thought would have happened, especially with all the beef that they've had together. It's exciting for the fans. I think, you know, it's something where this is what we wanted to see, all these guys back together in one place. I mean, it's pretty incredible stuff.
Yeah, I think you're right, Kenny. There's a lot of layers to this, but in the end, the fans get to watch all of the best players in the world on a week-to-week basis. And that's what made LIV somewhat legitimate. We can complain about the golf, and a lot of us feel disgusting about where the money came from. But, you know, fans, they just want to watch their favorite golfers in the world. And they loved it with the majors because everybody comes back, because Brooksy comes back, and everything you get with Koepka and DJ and, you know, Bryson, like him or not. Same thing with Patrick Reed. They did get some of the top talent in the world, and that's how you end up with this merge. But I will disagree with you. I expected it to happen at some point. I'm just shocked it happened so soon. Oh, man, it's going to be really fascinating, man, to see the dynamic moving forward, because the players that stood strong and said, no, I'm not leaving the PGA Tour, I'm not going over there, they've got to be looking in the mirror and be like, what did I do that for?
Yeah, I mean, you would think that like they would expect some type of compensation. I guess they have been since they had these designated events and, you know, more money is being pulled into the PGA Tour. But, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, some of the players that are on the PGA Tour have to be angry about this. I mean, they probably had their chances to go over there, like you said, for large sums of money and decided to stay loyal. And now that the PGA Tour is not being loyal to them, I mean, that could cause blowback there also from a moral standpoint, I want to see how much blowback the PGA Tour is going to get from taking the money from who they're taking it from. I mean, there's just so many, like you said, there's so many different layers to this. But I mean, for the fans, this could be an amazing thing. I mean, you could see you first off, I mean, the OWGR is probably going to be null and void. I mean, you know, they have to find a way, if the PGA Tour has to find a way to get these guys to accrue points to make it to majors. I mean, if they're going to be working together, that's going to happen, obviously. Also, you have to think about maybe like a team competition, something like LIV versus PGA. I mean, that would be amazing. Something that we wanted to see ever since LIV started. And now it sounds like it's something that could possibly happen. I mean, just there's so many different things that can trickle down from this. This isn't good and bad. And I'm sort of excited to see what happens in the details that come through, because I mean, the details are light. We don't really know exactly how they're going to do this, but it's happening and it's crazy.
Kenny, how does this affect the betting market? Like in the short term, long term, the US Open's coming up. Does this change kind of how you're going to look at betting on these tournaments?
I mean, of course, with these new added guys that you know that are going to be in the events. I mean, you know, like, I mean, all the top guys who won majors or can live, you know, they can play for the next few years, you know, prior to this. But we're going to be able to see, basically, depending on how they do the rankings and how they qualify for majors, we're going to be seeing the majority of all these guys back into play when it comes to majors. And of course, with more skill level, more great players, it's going to make it tougher to pick. You know, I mean, this year hasn't been easy just because on the PGA Tour, so many of the top guys have won each event, and it's tough putting numbers like 12-1, 8-1, 7-1, betting on those guys on a week in, week out basis. If you have, you've probably been winning money. So, I mean, I guess the one thing this could do is make the odds a little bit better for us when it comes to bets, because you know you can't have 20 people 30-1 or under, and when you bring that talent back to the PGA Tour, you know, it's going to have to expand the odds a little bit, and maybe we can get some in our favor.
I'm wondering too, as far as this merger is concerned, if we're going to see more, say, star-studded tournaments, where it's going to be much tougher for, say, the middle class and lower class of PGA quality players to be able to break through and be able to compete against the big boys consistently week in and week out. Instead, we're going to be watching a lot more star-studded tournaments, maybe without cuts. And yeah, the fans may like that, but it's going to be that much tougher for those trying to break through to be able to break through.
Oh, that's definitely true. I mean, you know, they sort of already put that in the process with these designated events and next year with the no cut. So it was already sort of in that mode. Now it's going to be even more difficult with the talent level that these guys bring. But again, it depends on exactly what they're going to do. I mean, I don't think they're going to play every week together from this. I think there's still going to be separate entities just working together to make a profit is what it seems like, because the PGA has been nonprofit. This is basically pushing them into the profit center. And so, you know, if they want to go global, they probably want to still keep these entities a little bit separate and every now and then get together. That's what I would think is going to happen. Again, the information isn't out there. This is just, you know, we found out in the last 10 minutes that this is all happening. So it's a lot to take in. I don't think they can play this, like come back and be PGA Tour members. I don't think that's what we're going to see. We're going to see them still be a separate entity. I would think, again, this is all conjecture. This is all guessing, but I would suspect that they keep it separate entities. And then certain events, majors, stuff like that, then we bring them together, maybe team competition, then we bring them together. That's what I think is going to happen. So I don't know how much it's going to affect the week-to-week basis of the PGA Tour. We're just going to have to see. It's all guesses right now.
Kenny Kim, host of the FG Degenerates podcast, here to talk about the breaking news that the PGA Tour and LIV Golf are merging. Thank you so much for hopping on such notice to give your takes on a massive, massive day in golf. This is BetQL Daily presented by BetMGM. Coming up next, Christian Cipollini from BetMGM will join us to let us know about all the sharp action that he is seeing behind the counter right here on the BetQL Network.